Hello, welcome to Yahweh Christian Broadcast. I'm your host, Elke Brabel. What a pleasure it is to come to you once again and share what's on my heart. And I have a great treat for you today. I'm bringing back one of my great friends, mentor, Pastor Sherry Ezell from Groundbreakers International Hub out of Kinston, North Carolina.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Elke. I'm glad to be back.
I always get so excited to have you because I know it's getting ready. It's getting ready to go down in Power of God town.
Amen. Come on, let's do it.
We just prayed before we came on here, and I felt the presence of the Lord, so yes. I know he's going to have his way in these next 30 minutes.
Amen.
Amen. So, Sherry, I've been attending your church in Kinston and enjoying the messages that are coming out of there. You've got so many. You're anointed yourself, and then you have so many other anointed ministers there who operate out of Groundbreakers, and such a blessing to be there. So I'd just like to encourage anyone in the Kinston area. I live in New Bern, North Carolina, and it's worth the drive, I can tell you, to come. There's a wonderful presence of God there, and the people are so friendly, and it's not fake. People just love you where you're at. Amen.
Amen. I love that.
And you just have a heart for everybody.
Yes.
And there's so much fruit in your life. There's so many things that I've learned from you, things that you haven't said and things that you have said. Well, so thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes. Amen. So we are going to get into an expose today. We're going to expose some things. So I hope that you'll tune in to this and that you'll share this message on the internet. If you're watching by the internet, or you will share this channel, whatever channel you're watching this from, if you would share this information, because this is going to be powerful. So Sherry, I'd like to just get right on into it.
Okay.
The topic of exposure.
Yes.
And so start us off.
Okay, so we know that in the last days this is going to happen, that there's going to be a lot of exposure because the Bible tells us there's a lot of deception that will come. Mm-hmm. And with this deception, it causes the church to automatically have to stand up more for truth.
Yes.
So we're going to have to be truth bearers in these last days. Amen. And as truth bearers, that means that there's going to be some exposure of the faults, the lies, there has to be. Yes. And it's not that we rejoice in that because we know that judgment starts in the house of God.
Yes.
But we also know that it is a necessary thing because have to come against all this deception that is in the world and that has filtered into the church.
Absolutely. It has filtered into the church.
Yes, it has.
There's so much worldliness that you see in the presentations, and I think it wasn't long ago, I saw a video of a lady, it was like a Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
And they drop kicked the Bible across the stage.
Wow.
And it was just like, what in the world? Why would you do that? And just some things that you're seeing.
Right.
There's people that said they wish they'd have gone to the nightclub instead of the church service that they went to, because the church service for New Year's reminded them of the nightclub.
Wow.
I mean, there's just things that you're seeing.
Right.
Exposure right in the church.
Right.
But also, we were talking before you came up here, and you said, you know, you really have a heart for the young people.
Yes.
Because you dealt with your son, who went through a severe drug addiction for several years.
Yes.
So tell us why you have a heart for the young people and how you want them to understand we have a job to protect them.
Right. Well, the older generations, we had a connection to truth. We had a connection to a lot of the things that were truth in the Bible. We went to Sunday school. We had these things. But this younger generation has less connection than we had. And they haven't been taught like we were taught. The church got away from teaching and into being entertainment.
Yes.
So we found ourselves in a position where we had to entertain young people, we thought, because without entertainment, they wouldn't come. They didn't want to come because the world is entertaining them. But we found that really took away from the very root of what we do, the very root of having the spirit of being able to minister to young people. And there are a lot of young people that have been to church and not found it what they needed. They have come away from church with, like, it's very poor entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's not even good entertainment. We can't compete with the money of this world as far as entertainment. So mm-hmm. here we are. We're at a place where there are a lot of young people that have come up, and they don't even know what truth is. They don't stand on the Word of God. We didn't teach those things to them. A lot of young people don't even know the Bible stories that we were, you know, I mean, we had them down pat, you know.
We knew them.
Sunday school after Sunday school, you know. Mm-hmm. But they weren't taught those things. And so you have a whole generation that has such a separation from what God is, who he is, what he can do in their lives, what is the church's role. There is a lot of disconnect there.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I remember church was boring growing up. And I don't mean this ugly, but I was not in a spirit-filled church. The Spirit of God was not allowed to move but so much in these churches. They were kind of stiff. And I never had that encounter with God that these young people need. They need an encounter with the Holy Spirit. They need to see the Holy Spirit operating in a church service. Because when the Holy Spirit is there to minister, nobody's bored.
Right.
It's exciting. God's setting people free. God's speaking through the minister of the hour, and the gifts are flowing. I mean, it is an exciting atmosphere.
Yes.
And little children, I have been in churches, yours particularly, and several that I've been to, where children are in church for 3 hours.
Yes.
They don't call them back to have a little special meeting. And I think that's great to have children's church on their level. Mm-hmm. But I've seen children in church for 3 hours, and they're fine in that atmosphere.
Yes.
Look at little Brittany's, you know, Brittany that was on the show not long ago. Her children, they're used to church. These children, they love the Lord. They're having encounters that's going to last them forever, but it is but a remnant.
Right.
But a remnant.
Yes, a remnant, absolutely.
A remnant.
And there are, you know, there's a lot of parents that, you know, they don't want to do this. They don't want to bring, they say, I'm not going to make my kids go to church. Well, as a mother who had a son who went through 10 years of heroin addiction, let me tell you, you take them to church. You make them. You make them go to school. You make them do other things. You
That's
make
right.
them eat their peas when they don't want to.
That's right.
You should absolutely get your kids in church. I'm telling you, find a good Bible-believing church, one that is filled with the Spirit, and you need to get your kids around that, because I'm telling you, when the world starts pulling them,
That's right.
you are going to be hard-pressed to find something, and you're going to be desperate. I was desperate to find something, and what I found was that nothing in this world could help him. There was no program. There was, you know, and I think programs are great, and we sent Christian to everything we could, but I'm telling you, it took the power of the Holy Ghost to pull him out of darkness.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, there's not, you know, you want them to have some connection to that. You don't want them to be out there in drug addiction or, you know, pornography addiction or whatever it is. You don't want them out there with no connection to what the Holy Ghost has and what he can do. You want them to have at least some kind of something, you know. And so Christian had that. And when he got around the Holy Spirit, he started praying, Lord, show me who you are. If you're real, he got to the point he didn't believe it anymore. But he said, God, if you're real, show up. And the Lord showed up right there he was near a tree outside. And I'll never forget him telling me about it, that the Lord showed up right there. Doesn't have to be in church, but I'm telling you, I took him to church as a child, and all the way up when he was living with us, he went to church, and it connected him to knowing that there was something. There
Absolutely.
Was something.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is so awesome. So, you know, we were talking about this. There is a movie that you, and by the way, her son is getting ready to share on a Sunday.
Yes, his testimony.
His testimony, and it will shake you up. I mean, it is amazing to see what God's done.
Absolutely.
But there was a video that you saw. I guess it's a series, a four-part series called Quiet on the Set.
Yes.
Tell us
and
about that.
A lot of people are talking about that now. It's, you know, going around social media and stuff. Because, like my daughter, she grew up watching Nickelodeon, watching these shows. And it's kind of affected how she views her childhood now.
Yes.
And I think a lot of young people are going through that. They're like questioning, you know, I thought this was that. Mm-hmm. And then come to find out what was going on behind the scenes
yes.
was so horrible. And so it's all about Nickelodeon and some other shows. Of course, Disney's been involved in this too, where they were producing shows for children. And
yes.
actually, a lot of the people behind the set were pedophiles.
Yes.
And so these children who were actors on these yep. shows were definitely manipulated. They were groomed. They were
yes.
assaulted. It's horrible to think about
yes.
that the kids that you put your child in front of a TV set mm-hmm. to let them watch some
yep.
shows, and you think they're all good and they're just kiddie shows, and mm-hmm. you watch it with them, but the spirit behind it. And now when you look back on it and see what they were doing, you're like, oh, my God, this was out there. We should have picked up on this.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, you're so right. I wore myself out when my kids were little in screening what they were going to watch.
Right.
And so even with video games, my son would say, I want a video game. I want an Xbox or whatever it was. And so we would go in the video store. And I said, well, you have to choose between the G rating.
Uh-huh.
Well, there were like 10 videos of the G.
Right.
He didn't want the G.
Right.
He wanted Mortal Kombat and stuff where you're killing people because
yes.
that's what his friends were doing.
Sure.
I was like, oh, no, it says nudity, violence. Why would I give that to my child?
Right.
These video games?
Right.
Demonic. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Demonic. The mm-hmm. reason I say that is because your child has no business killing all day long with these
right.
games. They get addicted to it.
Right.
They're being desensitized to violence.
Yes.
They're hearing cussing left and right.
Right.
They are seeing nudity. These things your children being exposed to,
right.
they're not even emotionally mature to handle what they're seeing.
Well,
yet
those are the obvious things.
Yeah, that's
and
obvious.
And then you
yes.
have shows on Nickelodeon that we did vet. We
yes.
did look at them. But it was over time that they started doing more and more things. So it's not enough to look at them to begin with. You've got to constantly be paying attention
Absolutely.
To what your child is watching, and it's affecting them. And we have parents that are like, oh, I don't want to take them to a church that's, you know, a little loud, it's too loud,
mm-hmm.
it's too this, it's too that, but we'll let them watch things like, you know, and games like Mortal Kombat
yes.
and shows that are you know, and music
yes.
that is made by pedophiles.
Yes.
And it actually talks about these things. And we'll let them ingest all of this stuff. But yet we have a problem with the church that is trying to get some God in them.
That's right.
And we're like, oh, we're too busy to go to church. Honey, when your child gets addicted, you will not be too busy to help them. You will wish to God that you had done something different. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I have parents that have called me. We've actually housed young people in the past and,
yes.
and helped many that were addicted, and not just to drugs, but were struggling emotionally, struggling with
yes.
all these things. And we have to understand that as parents, we need to get them near God. He's
Amen.
The answer.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I would have taken my son, spent any amount of money to get him away from heroin. Any amount of money. And I was calling, I was desperate, and I was trying to find an answer for him. And the only answer that worked was Jesus.
Amen.
That's the only answer.
That's all you had to cling to.
Yes.
And that's all you needed.
That's
was
all
Jesus.
I needed.
He is all we will ever need.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Because Suboxone won't help them.
That's
it's just
right.
it's just getting them more addicted.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, it's more addicting than heroin. So the world's answer to what your child goes through.
Yes.
The world's answer to what these young people are going through does not work.
That's right.
The
That's
only
right.
thing that works is getting them in front of the God that created them so that they find who they are, their identity in God.
Right.
It's an identity crisis.
Absolutely.
And what the Lord is doing is he's exposing all these things so that kids can get back to their God-given identity.
Say it.
Their identity is being thwarted through gender identity, all of this stuff that is going on right now. We want to expose those things right now and tell you these are lies from the devil himself.
Yep.
This is not how the Lord meant for children to be raised. There is no way that you should allow your child who doesn't even know who they are or what they're going to be doing and allow them to decide what their gender is. They don't even know the decision between eating right and eating wrong. They don't even know how to make good decisions. But we're going to let them mutilate their bodies, and there's legislation being passed where children can go to a certain state and have their gender changed without their parents' consent. And so the parent has no right anymore. Even if they live in a state that says you can't do this, they can travel to another state, have it done, and you as a parent have no rights. Somebody needs to start standing up. There needs to be some parents that get on track and understand that they were given that child to raise, and to raise under a godly roof. And if you're a parent out there and you're struggling right now, my advice to you is to get your child near Jesus.
Amen.
And to go yourself and get near Jesus, because we're living in a day where if you don't have him, I don't know how you're going to make it.
You have said that right. And also, do not be scared to voice what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You know, people are cowering because the majority comes against them. If you don't believe me, just put a little post out there about what you just said.
Right.
And see how so many people come against you. And the sad thing is, you'll be fighting Christians.
That's the truth.
Christians that
not
that
even
will,
just the world.
Not just the world, but the Christians. And you're like, I was shocked when I saw that they're not standing on the Word of God.
Right.
When you're not standing on the Word of God, you're turning from the Word of God. I'm sorry. It's as simple as that.
Right.
On that issue, you're saying, no, Lord, I believe you're wrong in that. That's what you're saying.
Right.
We have to stand boldly and say, I don't care if 10 people agree with me, if nobody agrees with me, this is what the Word says, and it's wrong. And call it what it is.
Amen.
Stand up.
That's right.
Be bold. And if that's not your personality to be bold and stand up, ask God to give you the boldness, because
right.
He will. Because we all know what's right and wrong.
Right.
We all know what's right and wrong.
Absolutely. And so I really believe that the Lord is allowing things to be exposed right now so that we will stand up.
Yeah.
Like, you look at these things that happen with Nickelodeon and you see, you know, I watched the documentary. It's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough. And I was just completely floored at what happened. I won't betray what they said. You know, you can watch it yourself. But a lot of what we're seeing today is in Hollywood is a lot of influence over our children to go in directions that are horrible. And you're talking about addiction, drug addiction, you're talking about pornography addiction, you're talking about pedophilia. All of these things are, it's way more pervasive than you think it is.
Absolutely.
And so when you look at that and see what happened with these children coming up in the 90s.
Yes. It's
worse
now. It's heartbreaking.
Now.
And I'll just go ahead while we're exposing it. You've got so much witchcraft coming out of Disney. Witchcraft.
Yes, absolutely.
Teaching kids how to do spells and incantations in the cartoons.
Right.
Years ago, the Teletubbies,
all
they're doing is walking around, ga-ga-goo-goo-ga-ga-ga. That's all they're saying. I don't know how in the world it was such a success, because little babies would just sit there, you know.
Yeah.
Well, even in Teletubbies, and I had my little girl watching it, Tinky Winky was the blue, the purple one, who had a rainbow antenna or whatever, and was in purple, carried a pocketbook, and spoke in the most masculine grown man sound.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, I thought, what is this?
Right.
It was trying to be infiltrated, this agenda, into these little babies who cannot even talk, but they're watching Teletubbies.
Right.
This was over 25 or like 24 years ago.
Yes.
imagine how much more pervasive it's gotten now.
Right, it's grooming.
And so if you don't think that, that it wasn't around 24 years ago.
Sure.
You know, when I grew up, we watched Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, mm-hmm. Lenny and Squiggy, you know.
Yeah, right.
And these shows, you know, they seemed pure. We watched Little House on the Prairie.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't afford cable TV, so we didn't have cable TV, and my mom said it was filthy anyway, and we weren't going to have it.
Right.
So we grew up on the three channels, and we didn't have that. There were influences in our life, and we were listening to music.
Right.
And that's how the enemy really got me into some rebellion, is through music. But we didn't have these shows that are playing 24, Cartoon Network, 24 hours a day.
Right.
They're coming for your kids, is what I'm trying
yes.
to say.
And even the shows that they were producing just a few years ago, mm-hmm. you're talking about, you know, iCarly, all of those
yes.
shows that our kids grew up on.
Right.
These shows were actually grooming children to be sexualized.
Yes.
And so looking back on it, I'm like, no wonder our girls are dressing the way they are now. No
yes.
wonder they are, you know, believing some of the things that's coming out of Hollywood.
Yes.
It is crazy, and people want to emulate this stuff.
Yes.
And so we need to take a stand against this. We don't need to allow our children to be sexualized like this. And it's all because
Absolutely.
There are a lot of pedophiles behind the scenes that are, they support each other, and they're hiring each other. And,
yes.
and it is insanity that you would have children's television and have pedophiles working behind the scenes of it.
That's the truth. And it's getting exposed.
Yes.
Things are being exposed. So while we're on that note, it is our job. You were saying that there's a call for women to rise up as a defender of our children.
Yes.
And it starts right in the home. I remember telling my kids, Sherry, anything that's got a wizard in it, you're not watching.
Right.
Whatever it is, if I see a magic wand come out, or wizardry or anything sorcery,
right.
it is coming out.
Amen.
And so we don't watch it. And my kids, they were like, good gracious, my mom's ridiculous. But it was our job to protect them from what's trying to come and wreak havoc in their life. Amen.
Right, right.
So that is important. So what could you challenge anyone out there today as we come to a close
mm-hmm.
on this message to parents?
So I really implore the parents to, you know, go back to your faith. Get involved in a church. You need that community. You need help with these things. You need people that will stand for the truth with you. My daughter just recently told me that Taylor Swift, she can't listen to her anymore.
Yep.
And the person that's closest to her that does a lot of her music has now come out with a song called Jesus is Dead.
Gracious.
I mean, who would want to listen to that? So pay attention to what's going on. Don't hide your head in the sand.
Absolutely. And then tell your children why. Take the time. Don't just say, because I said so. Take the time to say, this is why. Because this is what the Bible says. And we're going to live our lives for Christ.
Right.
And set the example. Don't let them see you watching a bunch of mess.
Right.
You know, set the
right.
example so mama lives out what she's saying.
Yeah.
There's two parts to that.
Amen.
And you're honoring God by that decision. So, Sherry, before we close, I would love to ask you, what was the prayer that you prayed for your son? Because you had many years of prayer.
Yes.
What did you do? Because you were at your wit's end with him.
I was, and I started praying that the Lord would send influence around him, that he would hear someone's voice. He couldn't hear me because of our relationship and all of this stuff. He would constantly be coming against me.
Right.
But I prayed that God would send somebody he could hear, and God did that. He sent two different people that texted him from two different continents that had the same dream about him.
My God.
And when they sent that to him, it shook him. And that and other things that the Lord allowed to happen in his life, nothing bad happened. The Lord just grabbed his heart. And he called me one day and he said, Mom, I need to change my life.
Praise God.
And I said, Christian, if you'll come home, I promise you God will do that.
And you prayed and prayed and prayed.
Yes.
And that is so beautiful because God heard every prayer.
Yes.
And one thing you told me one time, you said when you were praying and interceding for your son, the Lord told you, if you take care of the young people I send to you, I'll take care of yours.
Yes.
And that was hard, wasn't it?
It was.
Because you're trying to help these other kids come off drugs in the church.
Right.
Being a mother to them, so to speak.
Sure.
And a mentor. pouring everything you had into them while you yourself were struggling, not knowing, because your son had OD'd like several times.
Oh, yeah, many times.
You know.
Over 20, yes.
Over 20
yes,
times.
He did.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Could you say a prayer for the ladies out there, the mothers or the fathers out there that are struggling in this?
Sure, sure. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now for the comfort of the Holy Ghost to come upon these parents, Lord, and that the children, the young people that are out there that are on drugs or that they are addicted or they're struggling, Lord God, we pray for voices around them, God, that you would send people at the right time, at the right place, that would come in and speak a word to them, Lord God, that will capture their heart, that will turn their attention, and will take them in the direction, Lord, that they will come to you. We are asking this in the name of Jesus. What you did for me, you will do for others, because you are no respecter of persons. And I'm asking you right now to teach us to pray, teach us to do these things, Lord God, that we can stand in the gap for these young people. We can stand in the gap for those who are struggling. God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
So thank you so much for this.
Absolutely.
This has been a great expose. We are going to continue our conversation on exposure, and we're going to talk about things in the church as well in our next episode. So stay tuned, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Yahweh Christian Broadcast. Be a part of helping us go into all the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Text GIVEYCB to 77411. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Text GIVEYCB to 77441 and be a part of helping Yahweh Christian Broadcast spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Before we list our sponsors for this show, we ask that you would join us in a prayer for Israel. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus to pray for Israel. In Psalm 122:6, your word says we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem, so we know it's your will to bless Israel and all the people who live there. We ask you, Father, to keep them safe in this time of unrest. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against Israel shall prosper, Isaiah 54:17, for you are protecting them according to your word. In addition, we pray for the people of Israel and the country itself to be healed and prosperous, because in Psalm 23:6 we are told that goodness and mercy follow those who have called you their shepherd. We pray your supernatural protection and deliverance over the people of Israel. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
To you by D&E Developments, D&E Black River Realty, River Mills Professional Storage Center, U-Haul at River Mills Movers, and AWOL Marine Construction. If you can dream it, we can build it. D&E Developments. Call us at 252-638-8223. Turning dreams into reality. D&E Black River Realty. Call us at 252-638-8223. River Mills Professional Storage Center, where moving is made easy. Call us at 252-772-9663. AWOL Marine Construction. A family-owned business in Aurora, North Carolina. We specialize in piers, docks, boat lifts, boat ramps, and jetties. Call us at 252-560-0934. Do you need deliverance? Legal Rights is a powerful Christian book focused on revealing the territory of the enemy. Meet the author of Legal Rights, Elke Brabel. Elke Brabel has been involved in TV ministry for over 13 years. Yahweh Christian Broadcast has reached many people in local and surrounding areas with the gospel of Jesus Christ. After 34 years of owning and operating a hair salon, God clearly called Elke out and into full-time ministry. From conference speaking events, leading Bible studies, ministering in deliverance, evangelism, teaching, and writing a book, Elke is walking in her calling. Her passion above all else is to see people get saved, delivered, and walking God's perfect will for their lives. Are you ready to be set free? Get your copy of Legal Rights at yahwehchristianbroadcast.com. Your deliverance is awaiting.